It's good to have you here today on the Sunday Hour. We'll continue our study through 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Today we will look at verses 13 through 18. Brothers and sisters, we do not want you to be uninformed about those who sleep in death, so that you do not grieve like the rest of mankind who have no hope. For we believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. According to the Lord's word, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel and the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. There are times when theology suits an occasion to explain something that people are curious about. And there are times when theology just creates ripples that are unexplained by the mystery of God in further detail. With regards to the idea of rapture, the idea of premillennial, amillennial, postmillennial rapture, there is no real clear argument presented in Scripture. And that is because this is a mystery for which God has given us the details he wants us to have, what we need to know, not always what we think we need to know. So when we look at this passage, let's not try to take away the mystery, but let's try to understand exactly what we are being told. The timing would not matter. If it mattered, God would have told us so. So we see here, brothers and sisters, we do not want you to be uninformed about those who sleep in death. Thessalonians were having a difficult time. They were dealing with various forms of persecution. They were dealing with various issues. And so, after talking about outer piety and inner piety, Paul offers a word of encouragement, especially for those who were in mourning. We're facing a lot of this today. We've been through a few years of a deadly virus. We have seen in the Philippines very severe storms. We have seen tragedy in Seoul, Korea. We have seen war in the Ukraine. We have seen wars in the Middle East, tragedies all over our planet. And God doesn't want us to be uninformed about those who have fallen asleep. It's interesting, first, that the term is used, fallen asleep. This idea of falling asleep implies that they're not gone forever. They are still alive. And that is to be for us an encouragement. We do not want you to be uninformed about those who sleep in death, so that you do not grieve like the rest of mankind, who have no hope. We are given hope in Christ, hope in eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that anyone who would believe in him would not perish, but have eternal life. And so we have encouragement to know that those who have passed before us have passed not into a permanent death, but have passed into a sleep. They have passed into a place where time and space is altered on their behalf, and they are alive together with Christ in paradise, and they will return with our King. And when they return with our King, we will be joined with them. We can argue the details of rising up and the dead in Christ will rise first and when exactly this happens, but it doesn't tell us here. What it tells us is that this message is given to us for encouragement and hope, that the Lord will bring those who have fallen asleep in Him with Him when He returns, and that we will be reunited with them. And we're told to encourage one another with these words. This is part of our promise, that we have eternal life, and this life is in the Son. He that has the Son has life. This is what 1 John chapter 5, verse 11 tells us. So, I can't take away your pain. I can't take away your mourning. As a friend, all I can do is encourage you with the Word of God, which is faithful and true, to know those who have gone before us will return with our Lord, and we will be together in His kingdom. That's what we look forward to. That's what we are encouraged by. So in your mourning, have hope. In these tragedies, trust God. Together, we will be together. We will be together with our King in a heaven and an earth that is new and without tear and without death. Have an encouraging Sunday. Enjoy your day. Thank you.